you. How are you? How was your day? It's been one of those days where I can't pinpoint why I'm tired. But 7 o'clock hit, and all of a sudden, I need me, you, a comfy bed, some blankets, pillows, maybe a cold room, and just some snuggles. I don't think I have the energy for anything except curling up and going to sleep. Maybe the kind of cuddles where my head is on your chest and my arm is draped across your stomach, and then my leg is kind of leaning over yours. The kind of cuddles basically where your arm goes to sleep but you don't move, because I mean, I look adorable, so you just leave me, which is nice of you. I'm in the bathtub at the moment, and I have to say it is comfortable and there are bubbles, but I'm also a little bit afraid that by the time I want to get out of this bathtub, my legs won't work anymore. And yeah, I don't know. I feel like there should be a special service where you can just call and have someone move you from the bath to the bed. The best part though is getting out of the tub and everything's all warm and you wrap the towel around you, and then you can just go sit on the edge of your bed, or even just like roll into the covers when you're in the towel. So everything stays nice and warm and you don't have to worry about the cold air. Oh, that's always a bummer. Yeah, tonight is gonna be one of those nights where everything is very much low. What's the word I'm thinking of? I don't know. Low energy, I guess. It's gonna be a bathtub, DoorDash delivery, and depending on how amenable you are, maybe we just eat in bed. Maybe we just eat in bed and watch terrible reality television. I mean, you can be advanced and read a book or I don't know, watch sports on your phone, but I'm gonna lean up against you and watch some really tacky, lowest common denominator reality TV. We're talking 90 Day Fiancé kind of wreck your IQ. That kind of trashy TV. I mean, I don't suppose that we could just call in tomorrow, right? And just have a day where, I mean, I feel like I could make a very valid case for the bed being comfortable and the comforter being, very territorial and not wanting to let us go tomorrow. I feel like that would be fine. I feel like people would buy that. I certainly feel like we're at a point in COVID where people understand that some days your bed just doesn't allow you to get out. I don't feel like there'd be a conflict there. I mean, your boss would finally probably find a conflict there, and my boss probably wouldn't love it, but oh, it's nice to think about. Goodness. I'm thinking the cute jammies. Not too cute, because I don't want to cause any ideas, but I'm thinking the cute jammies tonight, with like the tie-dyed pants and the black tank top, and yeah, I'm thinking that's the way to go. And then, I mean, working from home, tie-dyed pants and black tank top is almost like work clothes. I throw on a sweatshirt in the morning or a cardigan. I feel like I'm just making excuses for tomorrow to be very low energy as well. You know, like very low effort. Low effort, that's what I was looking for. Maybe it'll be a very low effort kind of day. I don't know. I just feel like some days you need to come home and be a vegetable. And that's perfectly okay. Because you have worked really hard. It's the middle of the week. No one expects a whole lot on a Wednesday, I don't think. They're certainly not going to expect much from you on a Thursday or a Friday, right? I say we clean up in this tub. We hop out, get some jammies. We can play paper, rock, scissors to see who has to go to the door when DoorDash gets here. And then maybe just have our own little hump day slumber party. See, it's Wednesday. I'm not making sense. The week should end on Wednesday because on Thursday and Friday, I'm no good. I'm no good to anybody. I think I'm gonna take some deep breaths, wash my hair, and then I'll race you to the pillows. How's that? I personally think it's a great idea. I mean, you don't have to agree with me, but you want to.